Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Week 10 Rankings episode. We have the King of Bros, Derek Brown. D-Bro is in the house. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. That's what we got in store for you today. Welcome in to the podcast. Very big week. Very, very big week. Trade deadline over. Trade deadline is done. The only thing that we've really cared about.
The college football playoff rankings also came out on Tuesday.
College football playoff rankings. Oh, also MLB free agency. Out there as well. So, you know, it's been a
all the important things, everything that you care about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. The things that change your sports world out there. We've got week 10 ranks. Bad news, though. We did have some bad news in the world. Bogman and I did not finish top 10 in the accuracy rankings, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have to break bad news. That is the bad news of the week. Bogman.
I should have called John to break this news for us.
We should have. Bogman was second the week before. I think you were
170. Yeah, I was right around, sometimes stuff happens when you rank and it's good. And sometimes stuff happens and you're not so good. So.
I will say I did this week it was like in the 50s, so that's not too awful. Top quarter, but yes, the really bad news of the week, Bogman and I not in the top 10, cannot celebrate. So this is not necessarily the greatest podcast in the world. This is just
was at the sock hop in the 50s, and I was I was in.
You talked right over my Tenacious D thing. Dang it.
Yeah, I'm
not
sorry.
The greatest song in the world. This is a tribute.
And I was, you know, with Nirvana in the 90s, I think. So that's how it went.
I don't know, we compare it to music. That's actually, that's right. I was Buddy Holly and Bogman. I don't know if that's a good reference, by the way. Was Buddy Holly like,
I don't know.
Didn't he do something bad?
Come on, a music thing. I was already reaching, you know. You'll do great, Dewey Cox, or my name's not Buddy Holly.
Let's see. Buddy Holly, he died in 1959. Blunt trauma. Oh, he was in the plane. He was in a plane crash. Was he in the plane crash with my great, great, great uncle?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Wait a minute.
Is that right?
Buddy Holly plane. If people don't know, I don't even know if I probably told this story right on. I've told this story before. I don't know if I've done it on a podcast, but my like great, great, great uncle died on the plane with Patsy Cline. This was so this is the day music died. It was the big bopper, Richie Valens. And I guess that was it. So it was Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the big bopper, JP Richardson, died 1959. So when was mine? There's a lot of plane crashes.
Well, if he died in 59, then he's probably performing all throughout the 50s. So exactly right.
Yeah. So I think I was correct, except I'm hoping to not have that plane thing happen to me. So that's what I'm hoping to do. And also you had Nirvana, another person that died. So not really.
When was the last time you were in one of those like little commuter planes?
Never in my life.
Yeah. Same.
Okay, so, well, look at us. All right, well, let's not do Buddy Holly and Nirvana next time. Let's have better people that are still around doing all that stuff. It is not a music show. It is the rank show, week 10 ranks. Derek Brown, of course, the D-Bros in here with Bogman. Not me, unfortunately. Timing scheduling was only allowed where Bogman and D-Bro could spend quality time. Two buddies in Texas. You guys could have driven to each other.
Probably. I mean, not really.
How far is it?
About 3.5 hours.
Ah, it's drivable.
Yeah, you're just going to hop on and head on up to Vegas this afternoon?
Take one of the little commuter jets, the little planes.
Yeah, we can't afford. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. 15 minutes or something like that. You know they're going to have like Uber helicopters soon?
Oh, man.
I'm sure those would be affordable.
Are you kidding me?
And by the way, the Ubers I took in Nashville, or I don't know if I would ever do that if it's the same type of drivers. I almost died 3 times.
You know what, dude? I have been a little sweaty.
The last Uber you took, sure. Bogman, I would want everyone to know this. The last Uber Bogman took, unless you've taken another in the last week.
No,
Bogman texted me and said, well, I didn't say exactly what you said, but you were essentially implying that you were going to die.
Yeah. I said, hey, look, it's been real. You know what to do with my hard drives.
Yeah. That's exciting. That's what it was. Yeah. You know where the stuff is.
Yep. And, you know, take it easy. That's basically what I said. So
that's how worried you were.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy did not get a good review. And I always give good reviews. So,
well, the helicopters would be a little bit scarier. But to the football, I know that's what you guys care about. InThisLeague.com. Check out the Patreon today. InThisLeague.com. If you're a baseball guy, just updated all of my rankings in there. Bogman probably have a November update here on the Dynasty side. We got the weekly ranks when Bogman is ranking in the top two, of course. We got the GroupMe rooms. Get in on some live stream action, shows you can't get anywhere else. And just more than anything, the biggest sell is you are supporting the boys. You're supporting so someday we can fly a commuter plane and then potentially, hopefully not die. Otherwise, we will become infamous, right? Would that be the word?
Yeah.
Infamous if that were to happen. InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. Support your boys. InThisLeague.com. All right, let's talk about some stuff and things before the King of Bros comes up. Oh, we do have some voicemails. Not a lot. About to be gone. It'll just turn into voicemails where it is just Jack Boyce's amazing, incredible creations. We do have a voicemail. We only got a couple others, though. No Barrow reports. What happened to Barrow?
Oh, I'll have to text him.
Public call out. So there you go. So we got a couple of those, my friends. But let's talk about the news and notes out there. We did have the NFL trade deadline a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. More in that I thought there would be a whole lot of nothing. It would be like what the Niners traded a seventh rounder for a defensive tackle. I thought it'd be a couple of those. We did have three offensive players get moved. We had Khalil Herbert getting moved to the Bengals, which is more of a depth piece than anything else.
Well, it's Zach Moss is out for the year now.
Zach Moss is out. So, I mean, this is Chase Brown's season. Your Pittsburgh Steelers traded for Mike Williams, which I know you were excited, except Russ just likes to throw big old like
balls. Rainbow balls. So, yeah, sure. But
that's good.
Yeah, great. Mike Williams can last for 3 weeks catching rainbow balls from Russell Wilson. I mean,
is he a flex? Constantly is hurt. Mike Williams a flex now?
No. Okay. No, let's see what he does on the field. I mean, you know, they don't get the ball to a second guy enough right now. Maybe that'll change with Mike Williams, but right now it's Pickens and nobody. I mean, Freiermuth is even a hard start right now.
Then the last one, the Cowboys traded for Jonathan Mingo. That's fun. They traded a fourth rounder, and a lot of people are still having a hard time wrapping their heads around it, especially when you look at, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, who just went off for 2 touchdowns. He was gotten for like a fifth rounder. I will say, I think money plays a role into the pick. Like, you know, the more advanced, like the Amari Coopers, the DeAndre Hopkins, Deontay Johnsons, they had, I believe, heavier contracts surrounded around them. Where Mingo, I want to say, was...
Well, he's probably on his rookie deal.
Yeah, nothing in terms of, like, NFL terms. You know, and younger receiver
than maybe you can build something around. Trade.
I mean, fourth round is crazy.
The guy can't get on the field over Adam Thielen and Jalen Coker. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? Why are we trading for this guy? So, yeah, I didn't understand that one. And I was expecting it to be a little bit better, honestly, and it was awful.
What did you like? What was who's the guy that you thought that we get traded?
And then Chuba was the guy, and then he got extended today before we started recording this out of nowhere. So not
4 years, I think $33 million.
He's been great, right? And he definitely deserves to get paid by somebody. So I'm, you know, it's good that his great play has been rewarded here. But I mean, we haven't even seen Jonathan Brooks yet. I think they're looking at what the Lions are doing, and they're trying to mirror it. Let's get two good backs. You know,
I think that's a key point, though. Like, I don't think you can survive in a one back system anymore. Look at every single running back across the NFL. McCaffrey hurt. Jordan Mason had to come in. I can only think of one back in the top 10, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here. But like, Jonathan Taylor's the only one. I guess Saquon Barkley. There's two.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
Are the only ones that come to mind is like, yeah, we're not worried about anything else. Every other team has needed the Chiefs. So you had Pacheco. That fell apart. Then you had to get Hunt. You know, the 49ers situation, like I mentioned, the Falcons, they've got Bijan, but they got to have Algier. It is an anomaly to have a single back system. At this point, it's like under 10%, it feels like. So you have to have those two backs. So I think
even
that's the
Derrick
positive
Henry,
to look at.
Even Derrick Henry's having Justice Hill, and they just cut Yannick Ngakoue to bring Keaton Mitchell up off the IR. So yeah.
And you kind of got Lamar, maybe, like, I throw that bit out there. Maybe the Texans, again, it's like, you know, 10 to 15.
Yeah, but Mixon has already been hurt, right? And they don't have somebody behind him. So yeah, this it makes sense NFL wise. For fantasy, it kind of sucks because we were hoping to see Jonathan Brooks get some run here at the end of the year. But I don't think that was ever really going to happen, regardless of if they traded Hubbard or not. You're not going to overload a rookie who's coming off a major injury when you're not playing for anything. So
yeah, I think we learned a lesson. Like, it's a big swing and miss for the people that went really, really hard on Jonathan Brooks. He still got an opportunity to do something. He had full week of practice this week. They're still not, like, telling us what they're going to do with him. I assume he's going to get out into games. But, like, you go and do that contract with Chuba and stuff, I just assume it's going to be babying him the rest of the year, to the point that there's no chance I'm starting Jonathan Brooks if healthy and active this week or next week or whatever, until you see what it looks like. Cause I assume it's going to look a lot like, here's 3 touches, here's 4 touches. And then maybe, like, the final week or something, they sit Chuba, so, you know, he doesn't blow out his Achilles and they lose, you know, their $33 million. Maybe they give him 10 touches. I assume he's a big wasted bust at this point with how it's being babied. And I don't know. I definitely have not done good, especially on those pro shows, with my sell running back this year. Specifically, when I do that buy sell trade show, I think I've done really good about the I actually think I've done really great about the buys. And I think I've done pretty well with the sell wide receivers. I have not been able to pinpoint the good points of running backs to sell, because it was like, at one point it was Jacobs, and I was incorrect. Aaron Jones very early on, and then Chuba's been kind of one of those guys that's floated around for me as well. But it's just like, Jonathan Brooks is just not going to do anything, I think, to take away from him. I still hold that, like, Chuba's been, like, statistically so good, but this team is really faltering. And, like, I don't think offensively they're going to do a ton, but he is the only guy to get touches for the most part right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think for Brooks to hold value, you're going to want 10 to 12 touches. And it's just like, how long is that ramp up going to be? Is it a month? Is it 2 games? Is it ever this season, right? Like, there's fair questions about what's going to happen with Brooks when he finally even does get in there, because, like you said, Hubbard has been the weak pulse of this offense. I mean, the offense is not good, but Hubbard has been good. He's it. He's the whole deal right now.
It's crazy. And he signs that contract, and he's probably the biggest outcome of the trade deadline that he didn't get moved and he got the contract extension. No real output of exciting trade stuff from the deadline. I don't think, you know, I'm not holding my breath about Mingo. Mike Williams to me is probably the closest to, like, you can throw him out this week. I mean, I say that, and it's like, if CeeDee Lamb is out and you still don't have Cooks and whatever, like, I don't know, maybe they throw Mingo out right away and he could do stuff, but none of them are actual real guys. And really, they didn't open up anything more. The Panthers stink. Like, I like Leggett, but Thielen might come back. You know, the Jets, Mike Williams was out. Khalil Herbert didn't exist there. It didn't open up anything new, and it didn't really add anything. So trade deadline was kind of a bust. Some other big news out there. Dak Prescott, a partial avulsion. He's getting a second opinion, but typically about a month. Did they officially place him on the IR?
I still think they haven't done it, but the word is it's 4 to 6 weeks at a minimum. So I expect that to happen pretty quick here.
He ain't playing this week. And CeeDee Lamb is questionable for this week, so it can be pretty dicey. Overall, I mean, who saves face value-wise with Cooper Rush at quarterback? I like Ferguson. I think that's your safety net. Lamb is Lamb. I'm not going to mess around with other dudes anymore. No. I'm not going to get excited.
Were you going to go get Jonathan Mingo because you traded a fourth round pick for him?
I think it hurts Rico. I mean, I know it could be positive because it's like, oh, they're going to maybe get the ball. Practice. Yeah, they would want the ball out of Cooper Rush's hands. But if that offense can't move the ball, like, is he going to just be running 2 yards into three defensive linemen?
I got to be honest, dude. Dak has not played great this year. I don't think this is much of a. I think we're going to see what we've been seeing from the Cowboys. Dak has been fine, and you'll have a bad game here or there for Rush. That's like, well, wow, this guy is really a problem. But they're not going to go to Trey Lance. He's not ready. You know, it's going to be Cooper Rush's show. I think that we've seen him enough to trust him as a backup quarterback, kind of like, you know, Mason Rudolph going in. Like, okay, well, Mason Rudolph isn't good, but he's good enough to not bring the whole offense down. He's not a Bryce Young, you know. So I think Cooper Rush is going to be okay. I think this is somewhat familiar. We're probably not going to have those enormous blow-up games from CeeDee Lamb, but he's still going to be pretty good. He's still going to be a threat in the red zone. I don't think a whole ton changes here for the Cowboys.
Well, I mean, that's good news coming from you if you're feeling that way. I'm feeling the optimism. Also, some optimism. CMC was limited in practice, on track, and then today they had asked, you know, where CMC was at, and Shanahan had said no pain whatsoever, making good cuts. Obviously, outside of me just having fun with it, you do need to, like, you should be cautiously optimistic, because it's like, this is one of those things, everything's good, and he's out for the year. Like,
Shanahan, you know, will pull the rug right out from under your feet, for sure.
But, you know, Debo on his podcast was talking about, you know, we got CMC back this week, like, everything is kind of moving in the right direction. I'm all systems go. I have him aggressively ranked. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because every scenario he'll be a starter. There's no scenario, unless you play in a two-man league where you could maybe justify it. Every scenario is to go out there and play him.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The rank is only going to be relative to us that do, like, ranking contests and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have CMC and you waited all year and he plays, you play him. That's just period.
Let me ask you this. What do you think, because Jordan Mason is, like, healthy and practicing and stuff. What do you think Mason's usage is going to look like this weekend?
I think it's going to be 50-50 or 40-40 with Garendo in there as well. I think it's going to be pretty right down the middle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready?
I think it's going to be about 60-40 in favor of McCaffrey, maybe even slightly more. I think you're going to get like close to 20 touches on McCaffrey, but I but
do you
again,
think,
they want to rush.
Do you think that's insane? 20 touches. Don't you think that's nuts for him just missing 10 weeks?
I know what you're saying, but no, because the 49ers cannot afford to lose any more games. Like their margin of error is just really small at this point. We're in the double digits. Like they've had unhealthy. Like, I know what you're getting at. You want to protect him, but this is not a team that's like, you know what, the Lakers, where it's like, let's sit LeBron every day and just play him for the playoffs. The Niners might not make the playoffs with that division. So like, I think they need to go all in, and whatever you can get out of McCaffrey, they need to go. And then maybe it'll lower, make Mason a little bit healthy just in case something bad happens. So I get the logic, but no, I think they need to go full bore.
I just don't believe anything from the Niners until I see it anymore. I'm done buying into this nonsense, whimsical talk from Kyle Shanahan. I've had it. I'm done with it. So show it to me first, then I'll believe it. I got him. I'm going to have him ranked as an RB2, not as an RB1.
Really? So there are scenarios where you would not start him?
Not many. I mean, almost none.
Like what do you
there's
mean?
Almost nobody covering 13? with two of those. I think I have him at 16. So there's almost no one with three RBs inside the top 16. There isn't nobody, but there's almost nobody.
Okay. So, but if you add like, let's say you have like, Jonathan Taylor. That's probably a bad one. But let's say you have like Jonathan Taylor, Aaron Jones, and McCaffrey, and you have no flex, and you can only start two.
Yeah, you start McCaffrey over Jones. I'll take the shot. I don't care. For the rankings, I'll have Jones ahead of him. But for my personal starting my team, I'm putting McCaffrey in.
I will not audibly tell you where I have McCaffrey then this week if you have him at 16.
Well, his ECR is 12, so he's already an RB1. You have him at 3?
I will not tell you where I have Christian McCaffrey this week.
I think you're being a little Niner fanish, but if you have him, do you have him inside the top 6?
Yes.
Yeah, you're being a Niner fan.
He's the best fantasy player.
You're right.
In the game. He's the best fantasy player in the game, and he's back.
There is no planet where he should have 20 touches, including this one, and including all of the timelines. You should not be giving a guy with all of these issues that has missed 10 weeks, 20 touches out the gate.
You know what?
You're an idiot if you do that.
Cue the Doctor Strange video.
Yeah, sure.
I've seen 50,000 scenarios, and there's only one where we come out on top, and it is Christian McCaffrey with 20-plus touches this week. That's the only scenario where the 49ers could potentially win a Super Bowl. So
we'll see.
Nico Collins, you were a little Pollyanna. You're like, Nico Collins is back. He's back. He did not. He was a DNP on Wednesday and a DNP on Thursday.
If you read the thing on Monday, what it said was, well, it's not a matter of if Nico Collins is activated. It's a matter of when. That is what one of those Texans reporters said. I was like, all right, wheels up. Let's go.
Yeah, wheels up. He has not practiced. He did not practice here on Thursday. Bad
he
news.
Is a long shot at this point to even play. Yeah, we've seen what CJ Stroud looks like without him. It's not good.
And I don't think they're like wrapping it up as a long shot, but he's a long shot. At this point, like I do not feel confident that Nico Collins is going to play. If Friday you get a full practice or something like that, I'll feel good about it. But I don't know. They've also seemed kind of dicey about getting him out there, so this might not be the game, and that's kind of a bummer. I mentioned CeeDee Lamb; he was limited on Wednesday, I believe, limited on Thursday as well. Drake London also with the hip pointer. I guess him just being out there in general kind of makes me feel good that he might go. I feel like he could get a little bit more decoyish. I love Darnell Mooney this week.
Yeah, I mean, Darnell Mooney is a great option regardless of whatever's going on with Drake Lennon's health. But Deepak said it, you know, it's just really painful, and which sucks, but he'll get a shot before the game. So
probably plays, but like probably could easily get knocked out of the game as well. So.
Yeah, he could. Or he could hurt it worse and not know because he's all numbed up. So, I think London's going to be all right. I think he's going to be fine this week.
So they have some creams now, some like the little numbing cream.
The clear
you put on that? The
cream?
The Tussin on it? Not feeling anything?
I think it's just a cortisone shot, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, but I'm saying, don't they have like a cream so you don't have to like have a shot? I'm saying that word too much. I'm getting
I don't think that's going to work though. I think that's why you get the shot.
Got to inject it. The final on the big injury, and then we'll just go through some smaller ones. Chris Olave meeting with a concussion specialist. Good Lord, with him getting banged around. It's scary stuff. Not going. Tipton might be a guy. I was kind of throwing out Cedric Wilson. You threw back at me that Tipton got a bunch of the usage. So I picked.
Well, and also Cedric Wilson's hurt.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
So, I didn't even see that.
Okay. Yeah, Cedric Wilson is not practiced so far. Maybe he might be practicing today as we're recording this. It's Thursday morning as we're going, but he didn't practice on Wednesday. So they don't have a lot left in New Orleans.
They got
Derek Carr throwing to ghost runners. So
they have they released? I need the reception. Okay. Oh my God, dude. I was about to say they released the Alvin Kamara reception prop. It's 4.5, but it's -170.
Yeah. I mean, why even make that? Just make it 5.5.
Push us at 5.5 and let us just roll. Yeah. Just right. Let us just roll with that.
Who's number one in the league in yak right now? Alvin Kamara.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's number one. Ja'Marr Chase is two.
I would not have guessed that properly. Here's some other injury stuff out there. Trevor Lawrence not likely to play this week, so everything is bad. I like Evan Engram this week, but if Brian Thomas plays, don't care. He's
Mac Jones. Come on, this is why we trade for Mac Jones.
Jesus, Mac Jones on the running back.
What if he looks really good?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, Trevor Lawrence does not look good. What if Mac Jones comes out here, flings it, and they beat the Vikings?
That would be a statement.
God, I hope it happens.
I've seen 40,000 scenarios. And there are zero.
We're also doing the Doctor Strange thing for those of you. Obviously, everyone that can't see it.
But. Zero. What do they do with the hands? It's like.
It's like one of these or something.
Oh, yeah. It's that. Oh, you knew that one. All right. So you had that done. You've done that before.
I do a lot of this one.
Yeah. No, I know. I don't even have to look. I didn't even look there because I'm looking at the sheet. I knew exactly what you were doing.
I've done this a couple times. You know
left
what I mean?
Hand. Left like, hand, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm a lefty running back specialist, if you know what I mean.
James Conner dealing with a finger issue, limited on Wednesday. I imagine he's good. Gus Edwards returned to limited practice. No one cared. Jonathan Brooks was activated from the IR, as we mentioned. Zach Moss missing the year. Khalil Herbert could play. There's a funny thing where it was like, do you think they asked Burrow, they're like, do you think he could play if without knowing the playbook? And Burrow was like, he's standing next to me. I'll tell him to play.
I didn't think he was going to play because normally that is the protocol, right? If you get traded on Tuesday, you're not playing on Thursday. But I mean,
gotta pass Proto. Wide receivers, Devontae Smith did not practice on Wednesday. A.J. Brown was limited. Both probably go. Amari Cooper, Curtis Samuel were limited on Wednesday. Keon Coleman, I believe, didn't practice here on Thursday either. I don't think Keon Coleman's going. I think Cooper's going to be back. So Cooper's going to be good. Khalil Shakir, but Coleman's not going to go. DK Metcalf expected to return after the bye. Jameson Williams has had his suspension lifted. Are you going to play him this week in like top 30? Are you comfortable with him?
He remains the same boomer bust player that he was before the suspension. So, you know, he only missed one game. So if you have bye week issues and you need to play him, then great. But what do you say?
I feel sorry for you, son. 99 problems. Jameis Williams ain't one. Hit me.
Right. Yeah. I think Jameson's going to be fine. We'll see. You know, but nothing changes with him. He's the same boomer bust guy.
DJ Chark off the injury part. Cedric Wilson, DMP shoulder injury, as you mentioned. Darius Slayton, DMP on Wednesday. Adam Thielen also did not practice. But
no practicing in Germany. They're just sitting there being bored.
Feeling like there's vibes that he might play, though. I'm surprised. If he traveled, I feel like he's going to play.
Yeah.
Unless he really wanted to go to Germany.
It seems like these guys, are going to play. I mean, free trip. I'll take that. That's fine.
That'd be cool. I've never gone. I would love to go overseas and go in. I would personally like to go to Wales. I think that would make
really
sense.
Really like everyone to call you a fat American?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be fine. They don't need to call it to me. There's a point. And they'll be like, look,
No, they'll come up to your face and say,
like, American? I'm like, yes. How'd you know? I can't guess.
I also punch like an American.
Exactly. America. I do think it would be fun for me with Welsh to go to Wales.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying? I'd like to definitely go. Well, I'll go anywhere. Started. I take anything. the origins of it all. My origin story. Find my people, which is probably just picking potatoes and stuff. I don't know what people do in Wales. Is there a city in Wales?
I'm it's a country. Yes.
No, I know there's a country, but like, no, I'm saying like a city, like a Phoenix. Let's see. City in
Wales. Yeah, it's called Old Phoenix. That's what it's called.
Oh, there's in some Wales. Pretty cities.
Yeah.
Look at this
country, dude.
Well, I know it's a whole country, but every time, have you ever seen like a shot like here's Wales? It's always like in a grass field off of a cliff or something like that.
Well,
like,
what do you think? It's a Walmart? I mean, what are you talking about?
Look at that. That's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
We should go. Look at this castle. I don't think that's Wales, though.
Yeah, it's called Old Welsh Castle, isn't it?
South Wales Town? That seems fake. Look at that. That's a fun little like European town with the old buildings and the stuff. But that one, that looks like Miami or Puerto Rico. But, like that's like this looks fun. I want to go to Wales. Someone send me. That's what I'm looking for. So
the Welsh is going to organize an NFL game there inside a soccer stadium.
Yeah, I'll go to Germany. I'll go anywhere. I've just been nowhere, so I'm looking to go. So you know what? Maybe Adam Thielen was like me. He's just never done anything super fun.
Yeah,
hasn't been playing lately. Let's see, where else were we? Tight ends, Dallas Goedert practice in full. Looks like he's good to go, so you can cut your Calcanteras. Theo Johnson was limited with a knee and back injury, and it's Thursday night football stuff, but Isaiah Likely out. So welcome to Mark Andrews, top we'll tight see. End or whatever this week. So yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't know what it'll look like. So, all right, break time. I'm out. Bogman's in. Tag team, D-Bro, King of Bros, our buddy over at Fantasy Pros. Or Mike, you know, when we ended our Nashville trip, me and D-Bro, we spent like 3 hours together at the hotel or at the airport, just sitting at the airport, having lunch. People didn't know that massive celebrity I was sitting next to the whole time, just eating, talking about life, having a grand old time. Love D-Bro. You guys will as well. If you're not familiar, it is Bogman and D-Bro for week 10 ranks right after this.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITL.
Rankings time on In This League. And to help me do that, I am joined by one of the best in the industry, one of my best friends in the industry as well, Derek Brown at Dbro underscore FFB on the Twitter machine. D-Bro, how's it going, man? How's the season treating you so far?
Scotty B, what's up, baby? It's glad to be back in the house, man. It's good. I'd say right now, compared to previous years, I feel pretty fresh.
The vibes good. Are good. I mean, yeah, not
vibes are good. Like
for the Saints, but you know,
no, vibes are very good for the Saints. Dennis Allen, bye! Don't let the door hit you, fool. Vibes are immaculate when that comes. Because
that was about 2 years too late, I feel like. But
dude, they should have never brought him back. I still think he's got like some kind of like dirt on Mickey Loomis or something, because it doesn't make sense that he even got to
find out soon.
Back.
I guess if he
I
does.
Mean, dude, but this all comes down to like I have been as a Saints fan for a long time. Like, burn it all down, burn it to the studs, burn it to the foundation. Let's start this thing over from an organizational standpoint. So I'm happy about it. Like, yeah. Dennis Allen was a lame duck coach. Glad to see him gone. And I mean, dude, it just comes down to like, and then you're hearing all the other stuff trickling out about like, hey, maybe Kendre Miller should not have gone on the IR, and he was put on the IR because Dennis Allen didn't like him. So those things are
I mean, I
very
don't know.
Interesting stuff.
Have you ever heard a coach openly talk as much crap about a player than Dennis Allen did about Kendre
when they weren't
Miller?
Even asked about the player? No. Like, the media was like, dude, and people can go check it. They're like, so what do you think about the defense this week? Did the corner, like, I know the corners are kind of banged up. How do you think they played? Well, we could have got the W if Kendre Miller wouldn't still have hamstring issues. I mean, if he would have been out there, maybe he'd have played some cornerback, maybe running back, but who knows, because he doesn't know the playbook because he's never been in practice. So, dude, that's the kind of stuff. And you're like, well, we didn't even ask about
that. Kendre. Yeah.
Okay.
Just sure. Taking time ahead, to Dennis. Hate on him. Right. Yeah.
Taking shots, man.
Yeah. Well, what about your Michael Thomas and Derek Carr stuff? I mean, I don't want to go too long on this, but
Derek Carr deserves all the MT smoke, all of it. I mean, dude, it's rough, man. Like Olave, that was a ball that Carr should have never have thrown. And he just consistently does that. Like he throws hospital balls, man. And it's
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I mean, it's real though. Like,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. You put in, like, Tom Brady has talked about this, like, in the media and stuff like that. Like, it's also your job as a quarterback to protect your wide receivers. And part of that is not throwing them into hits where they're going to get obliterated. So yeah. You saw MT come out. You saw Olave's, like, family come out and tweet some stuff. Like, dude, and all of it, guess what? It's all well-deserved.
Yeah.
Well-deserved.
Yeah, Derek Carr's been overrated for a while. I thought it was going to work with Gruden. Bad. It seemed like it was coming together, but then obviously all the stuff happened with Gruden. And yeah, we now know Derek Carr. Yeah,
Carr is not somebody you win because of. Carr is somebody you win despite.
Right. Yeah, okay. I absolutely buy that. So let's take a look at the rankings for Week 10, D-Bro, and let's start at quarterback. We're going to go 1 through 12 here. On the ECR, it's Lamar, Hurts, Allen, Purdy, Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold, Matthew Stafford, Kirk Cousins, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, and Tua. Now, you and I are both a little bit lower on Tua. We have him more as a a QB2 this week. You are a little higher, at least your initial ranks were on mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels at 4 against my Steelers, yeah. Which is clearly wrong. But what are your thoughts on Jaden Daniels? Is it just, hey, look, he's done with this injury. We know who he is now. He's just a top 5 quarterback every single week.
That he's matchup proof, dude. I mean, I could tell you, like, look, like maybe McLaurin gets a shadow from Joey Porter. Maybe he doesn't. What happens with that? Like, we know Cliff kind of plays McLaurin to one side, you know, so maybe that. But like the other part about it, I mean, Jaden Daniels is a QB4 in fantasy points per game. Like over the last 2 weeks, he scored almost 20 points, 19.9, and 22 fantasy points per game, or 22 fantasy points in the last 2 weeks with not being 100%. So it's like, he's just matchup proof, dude. Like, I feel like we're getting a little bit too much into the matchup with looking at, you know, ranking him outside. Like, I don't understand ranking him outside the top 5 just because of the combination, dude. Like, we haven't seen him fall off, and I'm not going to project that starts this week.
Yeah, I have him at 7. I just think the Steelers defense is a tough matchup, and they have Preston Smith.
It is.
You know, so that's my thing is I think it's a tough matchup, but he has to be a QB1, you know, every single week, and that's not going to change unless he's hurt. And I have him 1 spot below his ECR, so it's not like I'm killing him. You've got A-Rod as a QB1 this week there at the Cardinals. Cardinals defense has played better than we expected. I still would not call them good. So what are your thoughts on A-Rod here?
I think the Cardinals defense honestly still stinks. Like, I'm not willing to call them good. I'm not willing to call them even average. I mean, we're talking about a pass defense that's allowed the 9th highest yards per attempt, 10th highest CPOE, and the highest success rate per dropback. I think Rodgers, I think they finally found that mojo last week in a very, but here's the other thing, Bogman. Can we also say that Houston was a much tougher matchup than Arizona presents this week?
Man, like,
rate, corners, everything. Like, so like they shredded Houston. What mm-hmm. the hell do we think they're going to do? Like, this feels like one of those spots where the Jets come out. Like, this could be a statement game where they run up the score and say, yeah, you want to see us like where we got life and we're going to make some noise in the back half of the stretch run. This is one of those games where it's like they keep their foot on the gas and they put up 35 plus points and say, yeah, guess what? AFC East, AFC, we're back, baby.
Are you buying Jets playoff tickets right now? Are you investing a little bit?
I'm not, only because I think they've dug themselves into such a prolific hole that they're going to have to be like close to perfect, I think, to make the playoffs. I think there's some other teams, depending on how the rest of this shakes out, that could make the wild card over them. It just comes down to sheer numbers, and I don't know if they could stack enough wins to the back half of the season. But this week, I think they definitely come out and try to make a statement.
So last night when I was putting this together, D-Bro, you had CJ Stroud at 12. It seemed like Nico was going to come back. I mean, the report that we heard from the Houston area guys on Monday, I believe, was it's when, not if, Nico Collins comes back. And then today, he didn't practice. It seems like a long shot to play. Are you lowering CJ Stroud back to QB2 because of that?
Yes. If he does not, if Nico, this was, and that ranking at QB12 was including Nico, because,
yes,
and I wrote this up in the primer. I was like, they haven't designated him to return, but everything I read was saying he's got his explosion back. He's running full speed. He's doing everything he needs to do. It's really a formality. So if he's going to be out, then yes, Stroud is in that mid to low range QB2 territory. The matchup is tough, and lose not having your go-to alpha in this matchup, I mean, it's damning, dude. Like, because CJ Stroud, we've seen, like, his ceiling is so highly correlated to Nico that if he doesn't have Nico, he could walk away with an okay game or a good game, even if Houston can block, which is really up in the air right now because their offensive line. People want to talk about, oh, he's regressed so much. It's like, dude,
he's not getting many Mississippis to get rid of the ball.
No, people don't like context in this day and age. And when it comes down to, there's so many moving parts to Houston and things you could talk about why, like, Stroud hasn't hit this stratosphere that we wanted to him in the second year. It's like they've gone more run heavy, so less passing volume. The defense has been better. The offensive line has been objectively way worse. He's had to mesh with different wide receivers. Diggs is out. Dell wasn't 100% to start the year, and then he lost Nico Collins. So it's like, how did you want to him to succeed in all of this?
Yeah.
Like, we could say, like, he came out of nowhere and the offense overperformed last year, especially the offensive line, but it's not so much
both can be true, though.
Stroud
has
regressed a ton. It's everything around him has made it a much tougher environment than it, probably at any point last year, to be honest.
I agree with that. For sure. Yeah. And it's, I think it's going to be another rough week for Stroud as well. I have him ranked, I believe, one spot below ECR.
I'm going to drop him below ECR too. Like, they got him at what, 17?
Yeah. I think he's at, 17 right now.
No, Nico. He's probably going to be QB 20, QB 22 for me. Like, I think it's a real big conversation of him versus Drake May this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! And people might not think that it's that close of a conversation, and I'll just point to the rushing equity of Drake May and say, yeah, it is.
I'm with you. You know what's funny is, you know, I don't look at my ranking. I don't look at your rankings before I do them. You don't look at mine. And we both have Justin Herbert at 13 and his ECR is 18. And for me, I'll just say that it's recent. It's the recent, you know, way that he's looked recovering from this injury. Plus, they get another target back in DJ Chark, who could be better. I mean, Quentin Johnston, I know people are excited about Quentin Johnston making a couple big plays. I'm telling you, the plays that he makes are when he is wide high school open, not even college open.
Yeah.
So I'm still not in on QJ, but Herbert's looked great.
Herbert has looked awesome, man. And yeah, like, I mean, really, this is just us putting respect on his name. And like, I'm talking about lowering Stroud. Probably when it's all said and done, Bogman, like Herbert's probably going to be a top 12 quarterback for me. And people might think that's crazy, but since week seven, he's been the QB 10 in fantasy. Since week seven, amongst 39 quarterbacks, he is first. Let me put a, like a bow on that. First in passing yards per game. He's top five in yards per attempt, and as well as top 10 and even passer rating and CPOE. So like, you put all of that together and he gets a pass funnel defense in Tennessee. Like, their run defense is really good. Their secondary, you could throw on them.
Yeah.
Especially if L'Jarius Sneed doesn't play again this week. Wheels up for Justin Herbert, dude.
Yeah, Herbert has been great recently.
And he's healthy. Like, I think a lot of this comes down to he's healthy.
He wasn't healthy for most of last year. He got banged up to start this season. And he had that high ankle sprain. He re-aggravated week two against Pittsburgh. Like, it has been a rough stretch for Herbert. So with him finally getting to 100%, he is looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL again. So thankfully, because a lot of these quarterbacks look terrible these days. Let's go to some running backs. We start number one in ECR this week is Saquon Barkley. Then we have Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, Kyren Williams, Devin Achane, Alvin Kamara, Breece Hall, Joe Mixon, Gibbs, Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, and Christian McCaffrey to round out your RB1s here. So let's start at CMC. Welsh and I talked about this a little bit before. Welsh is expecting somewhere in the neighborhood of like 17 to 20 touches, I think he said.
Really? Well, he's also a 49ers homer, but let's give a little bit of context there.
Yes, he is. And
that is extremely optimistic.
I even called him a Niners fan on the show, which is not something
17 to 20 touches in his first game back is extremely optimistic.
But that's Shanahan, man. If we look at Shanahan's history and Christian McCaffrey and over usage, that's why we're in this scenario right now. You would think he learns, but it seems Kyle Shanahan is not a guy that learns a lesson easily here. So, I have him in 19. I know you have him as an RB. Yeah, an RB2. So
I can't rank him as an RB1 his first game back.
But let me ask you this.
Just can't.
Is there any scenario where he plays and you don't put him in your lineup?
No. You put him in your lineup. Like that. And I put that in the primer. I'm like, if he plays, he's in your lineup. And this all comes down to straight up. He's probably going to get, I think they're going to limit him to like 50 or 60% of the snaps. And I think where that happens is he probably plays 60% at least of the passing downs, maybe 70%. And if you're limiting McCaffrey on anything, it's on the early downs. And so if that's going to be the case, like, I think McCaffrey immediately walks back into, he probably gets most of, if not all of the passing down work, probably 40%, maybe 50% of the rushing down work and all of the high leverage stuff. So for me, does that make him an RB1? It could, if he gets two touchdowns, it easily could. But can I rank him there as far as like the median of what I think his snap count looks like and saying, okay, he scores one touchdown and maybe doesn't get two. I can't make him an RB1, but is he a must start if he plays? Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing too is, you know, and Welsh was trying to put together, well, no, there's a scenario because you have him, you know, as an RB2 where you wouldn't start him. I said, no, there's not.
No, like,
there is.
No.
He would go in ahead of some of those guys for me because I'm willing to take the risk. But if I'm ranking for this contest and to give people advice, he's an RB2 still. Well, who else in this RB1 area are you higher or lower than consensus on and you want to talk about?
Just looking at, you know, kind of the consensus right now, I think the top 10 guys are pretty much right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.